We begin with the definition of enthalpy because it provides us with the connection between enthalpy and internal energy. We then use the ideal gas equation of state to replace PV wiggle with RT. Now this is cool because now each term in the equation is a function of temperature only. We can write the differential form of this equation, and we can see some connections to the last two pages. We just learned that dU wiggle is CV dT, and dH wiggle is CP dT. We can plug these two equations in for dU wiggle and dH wiggle, and things start to simplify. The cool step is dividing through by dT. We no longer have a differential equation. What we have is a nice, simple relationship between CP and CV. But just keep three things in mind. 1. CP is bigger than CV. 2. This equation only applies for ideal gases. And 3. To get a similar equation in terms of specific heats, all we need to do is divide by the molecular weight. Just be very careful with the units. So, all we need to do is look up the polynomial expression for CP, and then use this simple equation, and voila, we have CV as well. Now, if you're doing rough calculations, or you can't locate a CP polynomial for an ideal gas, you can always use these approximate values shown here for ideal gases more or less at room temperature. Now keep in mind that they only apply for monatomic and diatomic gases, but they just might come in handy. Well, that wraps up our discussion of ideal gases. Now, let's take a look at two other special types of materials, liquids and solids where V-wiggle is a constant.